The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Good afternoon to you, Rolene Marks. How are you this afternoon?
Good afternoon. I am good. And yourself?
Most good. And I see, as per usual, we have more topics than time to get through. So let's get to it. What is the latest on Yehuda Meshi Zahav, the chairman of Zaka?
Well, this really is a story that is rocking Israel, really a shocker. The latest is that a man has filed sexual assault complaints against Yehuda Meshi Zahav. This is a week after the bombshell in the media that details alleged sex abuse and accusations of rape by the co-chair and founder of Zaka. And again, I want to make the distinction between a person and an organization, and also that these are still alleged. Now, this is an interesting one because this is a alleged victim, apparently a man in his 40s. He went to the serious crimes unit and he said that Meshi Zahav allegedly molested him when he was 14 and legally a minor, including trying to rape him. And according to the Hebrew media, he said that these kind of assaults continued for a period of time. And the issue is that apparently, even though these complaints or allegations cannot be prosecuted because of the statute of limitations, we passed the statute of limitations, it can bolster future complaints that are able to go to trial. So this is really a story that is becoming more explosive by the day.
Wow, that certainly is interesting. Let's go over to Ben Gurion Airport. Are Israelis allowed in? Not allowed in? How many are allowed in?
Well, the good news, peeps, is that not just Israelis are allowed in. You too will be allowed in. The High Court has ruled that Israel opens the airport fully by Saturday. Saturday will be the first day that it opens up. And while previously the amount of people entering the country was kept, the High Court have ruled that this is unconstitutional. Well, we don't have a constitution, so I'd rather use the words unlawful in their eyes, and that it must be open. So we will be opening up. I suppose that, you know, if you aren't vaccinated, that you probably will have to do some kind of quarantine. You will have to do some kind of checking. But the High Court has annulled the daily cap on the number of citizens allowed to return.
Wow, that is huge. I must say, you do have a very active judiciary, and here we have a perfect example of it. Rolene, apparently the US and Russia are increasing tensions somewhat.
Oof, this is quite a toughie, because President Biden sat down to speak to ABC's George Stephanopoulos in an interview, and among many things, I mean, he discussed his dogs and the allegations of biting. But the one accusation that is getting very, very heated is that the U.S. president is alleged to have said that the Russian president is a killer with no soul.
Wow.
As you can, yeah, these are very, very strong words. You know, it's quite interesting. Somebody said to me earlier today, you know, why is this news? Trump said these kind of things all the time about people. I don't think he said something as incendiary as this. And, you know, when it came to President Trump, people saw him as a personality that could be quite incendiary. But this is something that's really, really out of the personality of Biden. But also, when you've got one major superpower making that kind of accusation to the leader of another superpower, these things are a potential diplomatic blowout. But also, the speaker of the Duma, which is the lower parliament, he has said that this is not just an insult for Russia citizens or on Russia citizens. He said that this is actually an attack on all Russia. Those are very, very strong words. And included in that conversation with George Stephanopoulos are the accusations of election tampering by Russia.
Ro, I hope then this won't play out in Israel's space, i.e. in Syria and in Lebanon. Do you see any kind of fallout regionally?
That's a very good question, because it's ironic that as this is making the news headlines, we have our foreign minister, Gabi Ashkenazi, meeting with his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, in Moscow to mark 30 years of bilateral ties. But where it could come to play is depending on how much both countries want to be players in the Middle East and how much they're going to try and jostle for control. You know, Russia's played a significantly bigger role in Syria, as you mentioned, than the USA have. And it depends on how much of a priority Syria and the Middle East is for the Biden administration.
Let's kind of move over to the world of politics. You have an election just around the corner. All indications are that you're still talking deadlock, a fourth deadlocked election.
Well, you know, it's starting to become a trend that if it's Tuesday and the break of 4 months, it must be an election. But yeah, if we're looking at the polls as they currently stand, we do have Likud in the lead, followed very closely by Yesh Atid. But as we know, it's all about who can form a coalition. And this job might come down to the man they call the kingmaker. No, this time it's not Avigdor Lieberman. But you know, Simon, every time we have an election, we go to somebody who's a potential kingmaker. Yeah. This time it is Naftali Bennett. And, you know, last time we had an election, it was just a couple of months ago, he was asked not to join the Netanyahu-led government. And it was seen as an expression of contempt. But now his popularity has soared. His potential allocated seats has increased. And he could be the man that very much determines whether or not we have a deadlock or we can have a majority government. So this is going to be an interesting one to watch.
You know what I don't understand, Rolene, is that Saar left the Likud to start his own party, upset with Bibi. Bennett left the Likud to start his own, upset with Bibi. If Bibi had just stood down, you would have had the largest center-right bloc in history. Is his ego so enormous that he won't stand down for the good of the country?
Well, this is the question that Israelis often ask themselves. You know, at what point is the prime minister actually going to take a step down? And then we also can't let go of the fact, or we can't ignore the fact that we have many Israelis who, you know, Israel's very divided in between anyone but Bibi and who else but Bibi. Mm. So that fuels Netanyahu just more and more and more.
Okay, well, we'll watch with anticipation next week, and then a story, because we're nearly out of time, that I really want to talk about because it's fun. Apparently Netanyahu flying perhaps to the UAE. I don't know if he's going to get there, along with the rugby team.
Well, this is very interesting because the rugby team have more of a chance than going to the UAE right now than the Prime Minister. In fact, we do have a story that's coming in now, is that the Emiratis are saying they won't allow the Prime Minister in because it's too close to the elections, and they're very aware of the kind of politicking that he plays. And this could be the first little diplomatic hurdle that we have with the UAE. According to Barak Ravid, who's a very, very respected journalist here, and he was on air earlier today saying, you know, it's hard to overstate the anger towards Netanyahu in the UAE right now, because the UAE said, no, the story is spin. But the Crown Prince, Mohammed bin Zayed, as well as the other Emiratis, are very reluctant to have the Prime Minister there so close to the elections because he could spin it as part of his electioneering. We had a similar story with the CEO of Pfizer, Mr. Bourla, last week, who was very, very reluctant to come to Israel so close to an election because the Prime Minister could possibly use it as an opportunity to electioneer.
In 15 seconds, Rolene, Rena Ackerman wants to know if the oil spill has been cleaned up.
As far as we know, it's still in the process of being cleaned up.
You did better than 15 seconds. You did it in 5. Rolene Marks, you're a superstar. Thank you so much for your input this afternoon. We will have the end of the week edition same time tomorrow.
Absolutely. And I can't believe it's already the end of the week. You see what happens when I miss a day.
You see. That'll teach you. Rolene Marks, cheerio, and chat tomorrow.
Cheers.